This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, August 28th, 2020. Today you will hear about Minneapolis rioting and looting again. NBA players vote not to continue season, but cave a few hours later. Meanwhile, CNN is still calling riots, peaceful protests, and the Virginia Senate passed a new bill in order to try to bring some of those peaceful protests to Virginia. And the Justice Department is investigating state's handling of COVID-19. First up, after a murder suspect in Minneapolis killed himself in front of the police on Wednesday night, rioting and looting again broke out. What? Yeah, that's what happened. He killed himself and rioting and looting broke out again in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Police Department then released footage of the incident in order to prove that the man had killed himself was not killed by police, as some people apparently believed. The suicide had occurred around 6 p.m. Police released the video around 7:30 p.m., but that wasn't good enough. Local news reported that the Medical Arts Building and numerous stores, including a Target, Haskell's Liquor Store, Saks, Burgers, Bagel Bakery, and Caribou Coffee had all been vandalized. Within hours, video footage and photographs from downtown Minneapolis showed people throwing objects through store windows, climbing into buildings through broken windows, running wild through Nicollet Mall, and kicking out store displays. Because nothing says you care about justice like destroying other people's lives. At a players' meeting on Wednesday, the NBA Lakers and NBA Clippers voted to abandon the rest of their season, with LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard speaking out in favor of ending the playoffs over the shooting of Jacob Blake. James took to Twitter saying, "We demand change, sick of it," in all caps. But on Thursday, reports surfaced that league officials began discussing withholding salaries or percentages of salaries from the players, because if you're not working, you don't get paid. And magically, the players agreed to get back on court, because apparently justice isn't worth that much money. One commentator chided the NBA players. Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game the day his dad died, threw four touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. Well, I don't know that Brett Favre had to play, but yeah, he was certainly being heroic, working hard, and really. Meanwhile, riots in Kenosha have destroyed the lives of countless others. A business owner sobbed uncontrollably after seeing her furniture store reduced to ashes during the fiery protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. "It's all gone. We didn't do nothing to nobody," Linda Carpenter said while comforted by her son Scott as they surveyed their completely destroyed B&L office furniture, which had been in business for 40 years and was still burning, she said. "I don't think it's justifiable for anyone to destroy anybody else's property," she told Town Hall reporter Julio Roses on Tuesday. "It's basically theft. Whoever did this stole from us," her son said. Protesters started torching cars and businesses hours after a video emerged of local man Jacob Blake, age 29, getting shot several times in the back by a local officer on Sunday night as Blake tried to resist arrest and then tried to get back into his car, apparently. Stores were also looted, forcing a local gaming business to announce it was having to close up for good. Everything in the store was taken. The place was destroyed. "For a business that was struggling to get back to normal and pushing through these hard times, we will not be able to come back from this," the Gravity Gaming Lounge announced on Facebook. "The damage to our building and the cost to replace the exterior damage and to top it off to replace everything stolen is going to be catastrophic. At this point, we will be closing down completely." Again, because nothing says we care about justice like destroying other people's lives. Despite the obvious chaos and insanity, CNN is still running with the peaceful protests line. So a reporter on scene in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was seen early Tuesday morning in front of a scene of burning cars. I think the picture, the scene was around 2 a.m. in the morning, and behind the man are burning cars, flames, with a byline running on the bottom of his screen that read, fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. Folks, this is not the Babylon Bee. This is CNN. It might as well be the Babylon Bee. Fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. This has sparked a new genre of memes. Maybe you've seen them. Titanic. Watery but successful voyage. The Lincolns attended a mostly peaceful play. Or Kennedy. Silent after mostly peaceful motorcade in Dallas. Or my personal favorite, Orcs march on Minas Tirith in mostly peaceful protest. Right. There you go, CNN. This is why we need weapons for this war, which is also why we need a good sense of humor. This is why we need to learn how to fight and laugh and feast. And that's what we want to do in Nashville, October 1st through the 3rd. We're having our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference. We want you there. We put together a package full of feasting and psalm singing. We will laugh. We will feast. And of course, there'll be some fighting too. And tons of hearty fellowship. We have a lineup of speakers we are excited about. Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin, myself, Gabe the Waterboy, Chocolate Knox, and of course, hopefully you've heard the latest announcement that we've added two more speakers to the lineup, Pastor Jeff Durbin of Apologia Church and economist David Bonson. And of course, there's even our very own Darren Doan. And I say very own as because, well, he is our very own, and he will not let you be precious about anything. He's going to be hanging out, meet and greet, after hours, special time, filmmaker Darren Doan, all these guys committed to showing you how God's word is a sharp sword to take with you into every battle, from politics to business to education and family and much more. So please sign up if you haven't already. Come to Nashville October 1st through the 3rd as we seek to build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. On Wednesday, the Virginia Senate voted 21-15 to pass Senate Bill 5032, which would reduce mandatory minimum penalties, eliminating the mandatory minimum term of confinement for an assault and battery committed against a judge, a magistrate, law enforcement officer, those would be police, correctional officers, persons directly involved in the care, treatment, or supervision of inmates, a firefighter or a volunteer firefighter, or any emergency medical services personnel, and provides that such a crime can no longer be committed as a simple assault and must result in a bodily injury. Virginia Senate, you're idiots. I mean, seriously, I mean, that you're inviting the riots. I think Virginia feels a little left out. They would very much like riots to break out, you know, somewhere in their state. And so they're trying to incentivize the rioters to come there. Look, folks, we've lessened mandatory minimum terms and sentences, and actually you can even assault them now. And if it doesn't leave too many marks and, you know, not too many broken bones, you're good to go. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has opened an investigation of governors over their handling of COVID-19 orders. William Barr, way to go. Today, the Justice Department, that's Thursday, actually, the Justice Department requested COVID-19 data from the governors of states that issued orders which may have resulted in the deaths of thousands of elderly nursing home residents. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are all in the sights of this request. They issued orders requiring nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients to their nursing homes, often without adequate testing. For example, on March 25th, 2020, New York ordered, quote, no resident shall be denied readmission or admission to a nursing home solely based on a confirmed or suspected diagnosis of COVID-19. Nursing homes are prohibited from requiring a hospitalized resident who is determined medically stable to be tested for COVID-19 prior to admission or readmission. New York, this is Governor, I kill late-term babies, you know, Cuomo, you know, and celebrated and light up the towers, celebrating the murder of babies. The same guy, of course, he's the one who orders these elderly patients, some of which have been diagnosed with COVID-19 or suspected to be diagnosed with COVID-19, and they may not test some residents. prior to admission or readmission. According to the Centers for Disease Control, New York has the highest number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States with 32,000. I mean, I think we're at about 180,000 total deaths now. 32,000 of those in New York, many of them elderly. New York's death rate by population is the second highest in the country with 1,680 deaths per million. New Jersey's death rate by population is 1,733 deaths. So New Jersey beats out New York by just a little bit, the highest in the nation. In contrast, Texas's death rate by population is 380 deaths per million. Texas has just over 11,000 deaths, though its population is 50% larger than New York and has many, many more recorded cases of COVID-19. 577,000 cases in Texas versus 430,000 cases in New York. But New York has 32,000 deaths. Florida's COVID-19 death rate is 480 deaths per million, with total deaths of 10,325, with a population slightly larger than New York. The governor of New York, the officials of New York, the people running that circus need to be held accountable. The Department of Justice Civil Rights Division is evaluating also whether to investigate or initiate investigations under the Federal Civil Rights of Institutionalized Persons Act, CRIPA, which protects the civil rights of persons in state-run nursing homes, among others. The Civil Rights Division seeks to determine if the state orders requiring admission of COVID-19 patients to nursing homes is responsible for the deaths of nursing home residents. As announced on April 10th, the Justice Department is also investigating the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, Massachusetts, where COVID-19 has taken the lives of at least 76 residents. The Justice Department adds these data requests and Soldiers' Home investigation are not accusations of fault or wrongdoing by the states or any other individual or entity, and the department has not reached any conclusions about these matters. Last up, the good news is that Hurricane Laura made landfall early Thursday morning and was rapidly downgraded to a tropical storm. At least four deaths have been reported in southern Louisiana Thursday afternoon, but winds had reduced to 65 miles per hour or so, and the governor of Louisiana had reported that the state had been spared worst-case storm surge and flooding. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download, like thousands of others actually have, at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. And you can get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt, access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French, C.R. Wiley, Eric Erickson, Maj Ture, Doug and Nancy Wilson, Walter Williams, Gary DeMar, our very own Worldview Shotgun series, and you get $100 off your registration for our Fight, Laugh, Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now. Have a great weekend.